This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We stop first today in the White House briefing room. Press Secretary Jen Psaki fielding questions at the podium.
Is the White House concerned about the stock market activity we're seeing around GameStop?
Yes, GameStop, the video game retailer slowly disappearing from shopping malls near you, whose shares have jumped 1,700% since the beginning of the year. 1,700%. It's become a thing among market watchers, obviously, but also obviously because somebody asked about it at the White House. So here's what Jen Psaki said.
Our economic team, including Secretary Yellen and others, are monitoring the situation. It's a good reminder, though, that the stock market isn't the only measure of the health of our economy.
First of all, amen on that stock market thing. Good reminder indeed. But also, what is going on here that the Treasury Secretary has to keep an eye on it? Emily Stewart covers business and politics for Vox. She has been on the GameStop story since it heated up, which was all of like a week or 10 days or so ago. Emily, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Could you give me in, say, 35, 40 seconds, the layperson's version of what exactly is going on here?
I mean, in one word, it's kind of Reddit. But basically, over the past several days, there's this forum on Reddit called Wall Street Bets. It has about 3 million people in it now, and they've gotten really excited about GameStop stock. And because of some different mechanisms in the market, as well as them just piling in, they've driven up the stock an enormous amount.
In the hundreds and hundreds of percent gains, we should say, in like a week. It's craziness. We should point out here that GameStop, the company, has 5,000 stores, mostly in malls. It's having trouble with online. There's not in and of itself a lot that's going for the company in a business sense to validate these kind of valuations.
Right. I mean, so that's one of the reasons that there is this interest in GameStop, because basically what has happened is that there are these like hedge funds can be short sellers, right? Which when you're a short seller, you think that the stock is going down.
Right.
So basically what's happening with GameStop is like people are kind of bucking that idea. And there is somewhat of a business case. Like they have a new board member, like maybe they're going to get more into e-commerce, but like nobody's going to the mall and nobody's going to the mall in the middle of a pandemic.
Right. Is all of this legal? What the folks on Reddit are doing, all these short sellers, is this market manipulation?
I think that the short answer here is that I don't know. Nobody's really sure yet. I've talked to some different people. And is this different than like a big hedge fund guy going on CNBC and being like, I think this is good or bad? Or, you know, Bill Ackman years ago deciding he was going to short Herbalife and talking about that for a long time. Like, that's allowed. So it's hard to say.
Right. Well, so let's get to that point, right? Wall Street, broadly speaking, is upset because these folks on Reddit have kind of disintermediated themselves, right? And they are taking advantage of technological tools, easier trading, the speed of information on the internet, and doing what Wall Street has been doing for decades, nigh on centuries now. And there's a little bit of, how come they can do this, right?
Yeah, I mean, you turn on like a CNBC and there's quite a bit of finger wagging going on right now. And that's been happening for quite some time. And it is sort of easy, even as just like a layperson, to be like, well, this seems irresponsible. But at the same time, like, we do live in a country where wealth creation is really hard. And so, like, how do you blame people for giving this a go, even if they are being a little bit reckless?
One more thing, and then I'll let you go. Markets are supposed to be all about efficient allocation of capital, right? And you put your capital where there's something productive happening, and that lets productive things happen, and people get hired, and they get jobs, and they can make more productive things, and then more capital gets allocated to that. That does not seem to be what's going on here.
No, but I don't think that. I think, like what I was saying before, is that always how markets work?
Yeah.
I don't think that there is an argument that Wall Street is always hyper-responsible. I mean, we were in the middle of a financial crisis, what, 10, 15 years ago? That was their fault. So, you know, obviously, I think this is sort of exposing a little bit of sometimes the fallacy of why people are investing. And again, like, you can't blame some of these retail traders for playing a game that plenty of really rich people have been playing for a long time.
Totally true. This is the actual last question. Sorry. Do you suppose the regulators are going to look at this? Is the SEC going to come climbing in here and go, no, you can't do that? I mean, do you think there's going to be more fallout from this?
I mean, I feel like they have to at least take a look. Like, Joe Biden's getting asked about this, right? They have to take a look. Right. I mean, what will come of that? I don't really know what the consequences are going to be here.
Somebody's going to lose their shirt, though.
Yes, I do hope at least that people are doing this, that they are, like, selling enough to break even.
Yeah, yeah, because you can lose 100%, let me tell you that. Emily Stewart covers business and politics at Fox. Emily, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.